Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was wanting to watch the Country Music Awards last night, and I couldn't record it because it was live streamed on Amazon Prime. What's with that?
These new fandangled ways of showing award shows. You know, the award show audiences are down through the years, so commercial television has taken a pass on them, and they've moved them over to streaming services. You can still watch it. It's still streaming on Amazon Prime. They're going to, you know, be running the whole thing, so you can still see it. And there were, you know, some good performances on there. Ed Sheeran performed on the Country Music Awards. Dolly Parton did something from her brand new rock and roll album. So, you know, some very definite, you know, country performances if you're a fan of that kind of music. The big winners last night, Chris Stapleton won Entertainer of the Year. Lainey Wilson won the most awards of the night, three in all, including Female Artist of the Year. Morgan Wallen, who is not in attendance because he's got an injury to his vocal cords right now, he was named Male Artist of the Year. Then it was the Brothers Osborne Duo of the Year, and Old Dominion winning Group of the Year.
Let's talk about this General Hospital veteran who passed away. Only 70 years old, is that right?
Yeah, pretty young. Jacqueline Zeman. She died after four decades on the show. She played the character Bobby Spencer. A lot of people will remember that. She first joined the cast back in 1977. Everybody on the show is remembering her as, you know, terrific to work with. She was also on One Life to Live. She was a dancer. She was a model. And then joined General Hospital as Nurse Bobby Spencer, a role that made her famous. They did not announce her cause of death, but, you know, 70 years old is pretty young.
I would say. Let's get to a movie review here, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the new Book Club movie. What did you think?
Yeah, that's the one with Jane Fonda and Candice Bergen, Diane Keaton, Mary Steenburgen, the one that Bob's already decided that he hates.
Just from watching the trailer.
Just from watching. This could be a whole, you know, Siskel and Ebert may... They really missed the boat. They could have just saved so much time by reviewing movies only by watching the 2.5 minute trailer instead of actually sitting there. This one's only 90 minutes. It's not that long.
Yeah, my show would be called Bob's Trailer Park.
That one's that's just that one fantastic idea after another. even though sometimes stuff that's in the trailer doesn't wind up being in the movie.
True.
Or, you know, or sometimes you can see the whole movie in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
In the trailer. I like this a little better than Bob did. It's definitely could have been a Lifetime movie. Or, you know, could have been like a made-for-TV kind of Hallmark kind of movie. It's got that feeling to it. It's four best friends, lifelong friends. One of them in her 80s decides that she's going to get married. And they go on a bachelorette party to Italy, which is not the worst place in the world to, you know, set your movie. So, you know, it's these four, I'm calling them the Golden Girls for the new millennium. They are, you know, getting into all kinds of trouble. They're mischievous and, you know, constantly making fun of their age, constantly making fun of their sex lives or lack of sex lives. You know, that's basically what the comedy thread is throughout the movie. Kind of a little bit predictable, but The chemistry that these radio, TV, and movie veterans bring to this movie is tangible. And the class that they bring to this movie is tangible. So I really liked watching these four pros in action. And any movie that can take me for 90 minutes to Italy, I'm all for that. I mean, that really was, it was almost distracting to me in a way that it's like, oh, all I kept thinking about in this whole movie was I want to go back to Italy, when I should have been concerned about Jane Fonda's sex life jokes that, you know, she was doing in the movie. So I wound up giving it a B minus for Mother's Day weekend. Nice to have an alternative for mature women at the movie theaters. And this other movie that I really, really loved is the Michael J. Fox documentary that's called Still, that takes you through movie clips and interviews, some recreations, takes you through his amazing career, being on top of the movie and TV world. And then in 1991, at age 29, being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease that completely changed, I don't want to say devastated his life. It's not what he would have chosen. But if anybody has found a way to overcome a terrible obstacle, it's Michael J. Fox in this movie. I interviewed him on a Zoom chat yesterday. And it's a little bit difficult to understand him, but I think you'll be able to kind of hear what he's talking about. This is just part of the interview where I asked him about memorable moments, and it was so sweet that he cited the very moment when he was making the movie Bright Lights, Big City with then not his wife, Tracy Polin, when he realized he was falling in love with Tracy Polin, who was about to become his wife. Take a listen to this.
When you look back, are there projects, moments that you look back on as, you know, being ones that are most meaningful to you? I don't know anybody that doesn't get a big smile on their face when you start talking about Back to the Future at all.
Well, Back to the Future is a real gift. A great blessing. And other little moments, we talk about moments. There's a great thing in the film where the editor, Michael Hart, who's amazing, so gifted, and he cut together the scene against it. And if people don't know, the movie uses clips from my career to form a narrative of my life. That's really smart the way they do it. And so there's a scene where Tracy's character and I from Bright Lights, Big City are walking through the streets of the village, and while we're doing the scene, I realized I'm falling in love with her. Right in that scene, that's on TV. It wasn't in the movie. And I was so blown away by that. That moment, I'm falling in love with my wife.
How about that? They're walking through the streets of the village, and he has the self-realization. I'm falling in love with this woman who would become my wife. And they have been married now for 34 years. She has stuck by him through the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. His tremors are pretty pronounced now, more than I've seen before. And he just wanted to put this movie out there for awareness, to make other people feel less alone who may be going through this. But I'll tell you, even if you don't, if Parkinson's disease hasn't touched your life, if ever there was a movie that will help you get through any obstacle that may come in front of you, this is the movie for it. It's spectacular. It's such a good movie. It's called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. It's running on Apple TV Plus, but they're also showing it over at the Gene Siskel Film Center, so you can see it up on big screen there.
Sad to hear how the disease has progressed with this courageous young man, and I mean, both he and his wife are definitely to be admired.
Absolutely.
What's on your weekend things to do list, Dean?
Well, we got tons of things for the Mother's Day weekend. One of the most fun shows that I went to, I don't know, it was 5-7 years ago, something like that, was seeing the OJs, some of the originals that are singing just, you know, one hit after another that we all grew up with. The OJs are out at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond through tomorrow. Also, the front man for the group Yes, John Anderson, at the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday. Sunday at the Des Plaines Theater, Tommy James and the Shondells, Moni Moni, performing for you. And then at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana, on Saturday night, tomorrow night, Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando performing. So you can knock three times and dunk a Shane.
Well done. Well played.
At the same time. What else do we have? We have Nick Lowe, the singer-songwriters at the Old Town School on Saturday night. Then he'll play Space in Evanston on Sunday. The Indie Rockers Cowboy Junkies are at the Old Town School on Sunday. And here's one, Bob, that I know you're going to love. This has just got Chicago Gold all over it. Danny Serafin, one of the original members of the group Chicago, is performing at the Arcata Theater on Sunday along with your pals, the Buckinghams.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so some good Chicago Gold fun there. Theater-wise, this weekend we've got a show that is making its premiere in the United States called London Road, a show coming over from the U.K. It is the story of how a community comes together after a series of murders in their area. Damn Yankees, the classic baseball musical, is out at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. That is playing through June the 4th. And then for some laughs this weekend, we've got the whole gang from Whose Line Is It Anyway doing a live version of their show at the Studebaker Theater at the Fine Arts Building. That's through Sunday. Comedian Finesse Williams is at the Improv in Schaumburg. And we are officially getting underway with these great outdoor festivals, you know, these where they shut down the streets in different neighborhoods, and they've got food and shopping and art and, you know, all kinds of things. This is going to be going on in Lincoln Park. Mayfest is the first one of the year, and that's going to be going on through Mother's Day.
I know Gladys Knight is at Silver Creek Event Center at Four Winds tonight. We saw her last night, Dean, at the Chicago Theater. This woman's voice is still spectacular.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
How are the Pips?
Well, you know what? No Pip references from Gladys Knight last night. But she's got some awesome backup singers now, I'll tell you. They probably weren't even born when the Pips were singing behind Gladys Knight back in the day. But
yeah,
pretty good show.
I've seen her perform several times, and she's just still spectacular, and she's been on the show with us here a couple of times. Could not be nicer. Just one of the most wonderful people. And New Buffalo is not that far
to go, really.
It's just a quick jump to enjoy the the show and you know, enjoy the weekend. That would be a nice Mother's Day weekend to enjoy all that New Buffalo has to offer.
I feel like I was at a church service last night with her. I mean, that's...
Did it help at all?
Well... no, it didn't. I maybe I should go see her again tonight out there.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, Dean.
See you later.
Thank you.